I'm going to interrupt the chapters sermon series that we've been doing for almost 4 months, just because of the week. You know, this week, the events of this week and the challenges we faced and continue to face, and the moments that were brought to us, and the week that's ahead of us now. I didn't want to continue that. I'll resume that series next Sunday. I just want to talk, and I don't have anything prepared. Well, I have something. There's something in here, a little unbeknownst to most of you, but there's something in here, but there's nothing down here. I just want to make a point or two that I hope will matter, because this was a hard week. And you think about the highs and lows, you know, the ups and downs. Yesterday was a tremendous event. It was the epitome of a small church doing big things. We ended up selling 25 spaces to our craft and vendor fair, almost double what we did last year. We had many more people, guests, customers, whatever you call them, than last year. We spread out over the east part of our yard rather than the south, and then we had inside spaces, and we did good. You know, God provided, God blessed. We had a hard-working team, and they performed magnificently because they were all blessed, right? We were all blessed. That was a big thing. That was a small church doing a big thing. It was magnificent, and I'm giving all praise and glory to God here. It's not our team is good, but our God is great, and so I don't give us credit for that. But man, that was good, and that's like that's FCCEM, right? That's it. That's who we are. That's a small church doing big things. And yet, you know, sort of underlying behind the scenes of all of that, among all of us, was this remembrance of the week that was. You know, Linda, it was a joy, a burst of color with her words. And I'm going to talk more on Saturday. I like to hold my celebrations of people's lives until the services. But Linda was a burst. She was a burst of color here. Just an outburst. You two are just an outburst of color, you know. And you don't want to lose color. You don't want to lose bursts of color in your life. You don't want to lose that. And we sort of had the fear, and we knew what could happen because it was the kind of cancer that Steve Jobs had, and we kind of knew that. But boy, that was a burst of color, so rich and textured and witty and informed and curious and sarcastic and snarky. I just love that. I love that combination. And, you know, it's like you don't get to keep that. You know, you don't keep the color. You keep the memory of the color and you keep the celebration of the color, but you don't get to keep the color. And that hurt. I'm not trying to put myself in your place, Marty. No, I'm just telling you that I'm just... And so that was a wound. You know, that's... You walk with your shoulders a little hunched when you lose color in your life. When a congregation loses color in their life, right? And then Tuesday, I get this call, and well, we're going to go to the ER, Bob Hellstrom says. Okay. And then we're in ICU. Okay. And then before you know it. I mean, you don't even put words to that, right? How do you put words to that? Louise was here last Sunday. Sherry was pointing out how she just sang. And she was in my ear. She was literally in my ear, I think. It was just her voice was so loud. She was singing so powerfully last Sunday in my ear. And I thought, You don't lose voices like that. How do you lose a voice like that? We lost color on Monday and we lost a voice on Tuesday. And I'm simplifying, but my God, it was a shock. We knew about Linda's cancer. We didn't know about Louise's blood infection. That could just, like that. And I remember, it was like 24 hours after I was with you. 24 hours, I'm in the ER, I'm in the ICU ward. And I don't do this very much, but my mouth was just open. I could not fathom where I was and what I was doing. I have a word I want you to hear today, because you might be where I am. Or you, I don't know how well you knew Linda. I don't know how well you knew Louise. But if you have a heart for us as a congregation, then you, that matters to you. This week matters to you. And the fact that it was such a whammy twice in 24 hours, it matters to you, however well or not well you knew either of them. I just have a word for you, and maybe, as always, it's a word for myself. And the word has to do with a story in John 11. It's a familiar story. It's a story of Lazarus. You know, Jesus raised him from the dead. But I don't want to focus on Lazarus. I want to focus on something else. So the story is that Jesus gets word that Lazarus has died. Or he's sick. I want to make sure. He was sick. Yeah. So after a while, after a little bit of delay, Jesus and his disciples and some other people go to Lazarus. Now, Lazarus had a couple of sisters, Martha and Mary. So Martha, seeing Jesus and believing him to be the guy who could really do something about her brother, who has now died, runs out. And she says to him, and I'm not going to read it because I can just tell it. She said, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive. That's what she says. Now, there's some other stuff going on in the conversation, but that's it. I mean, if you had been here, Jesus. Translation, if you had been here earlier, my brother would be alive. It is then that, and maybe I should read this part. Trust me, it's going to be worth it. It is then to Martha that Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe that, Martha? Okay, that's what Jesus says to her. She goes to get her sister, Mary. Mary runs to Jesus and says, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive. She says the same thing that her sister says. It is then, after that, that Jesus goes to the tomb, finds the tomb, and calls Lazarus out. The word that I have for you is that when Martha went to Jesus the first time and said, if you had been here, my brother would be alive. He said to her, verse 23, your brother will rise again. He said to her, your brother will rise again. The death that is separating you from your brother is not the last word. The resurrection of who that I am, the life that I am, the power, the authority that I am, will end the separation between you and your brother. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Your brother will rise again. And the word is that Mary and Martha are broken and wounded and overwhelmed, and they're mad and they're disgruntled and they're dispirited and they're grieving. And the word Jesus has for them is, your brother will rise again because I am the resurrection and the life. To us as a wounded congregation, Jesus says today, you will rise again because I am the resurrection and the life, and anyone who believes in me shall never die. Linda will not die. Louise will not die. You, nobody up there, will not die. To broken, wounded, fearful, anxious, stuttering pastors, the resurrected Jesus cries out from this story in John and says, you will rise again. Come Thursday morning, you will rise to help people celebrate life. And come Saturday morning, you will travel to Trable Grove and you will rise to help people celebrate life. And the people gathered at Estherdal on Wednesday, and the people gathered here on Thursday, and the people gathered in Table Grove on Saturday will rise in honor and testimony and celebration of their lives. You will rise again. And to each of you personally, so some of you were really close to Louise. Maybe many of you considered yourself really close to Louise. I honor your love for her. I honor your testimony about her. I honor everything that you witnessed to about her life. I just want you to know you will rise again too. You will rise because the power and the authority of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is in you. And you will overcome. The power that raised Lazarus from the dead is the power of Christ in you. And you will rise. And Helen, I'll talk to you directly. The power that raised Jesus from that raised Lazarus from the dead is the power that's in you. And it is the power that's in every person that you talked about so beautifully who suffers from mental illness. We know that that power is there. That power, and we called upon that power for you. But by extension, we called upon that power for all people everywhere who suffer under the burdens of mental illness. I thank you for calling that out to us, to calling that out to our attention. We call to your attention the power of resurrection that is yours today. If you are wounded because of this week, thank you for the company. This is a big thing for us. This is a small church going through a big thing. Two deaths in 1 week. We don't do that very much. And then the week ahead, you know, we got to go through this. But I need you to hear this word that Jesus came to Mary and Martha, each who said, if you had been here earlier, if only, and we've all gone through that when people die, if only this had happened, or if only that had happened, or if only they had caught this, if only had that. The word Jesus has is, you will rise again. And she will rise again. But there's one other element that I need you to hear about that story. And it's the shortest element in the whole story, but it's really important. Because Mary and Martha, well, Martha first, both come and say, if only you had been here. And one of the things that Jesus reacts in two ways. One is anger. It's a very strange part of the story. Jesus gets angry, and it's not clear in the story why he's angry, but he's angry. But the other thing he does, it's the shortest verse in the Bible. He cried. And in your loss this week, as you're struggling with the way I assume you're struggling with it, just like I'm struggling with it, in your loss, I just want you to know, heaven cries with you. You know, heaven's gain is your loss, and there's a way to, you know, we can always get flowery Hallmark language about that. But heaven cries with you and kneels in prayer with you and reaches out to you in compassion, moistened by the tears of hope and life and love. And I just want you to know that Jesus cries for you in your burden, whatever challenges you're feeling, whatever weight you're carrying around. Because this is a hard thing. This is a hard week. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Okay? Your brother died. Your praise team member died. Your spouse died. Your mom died. But I'm still the resurrection and the life. Important people in your congregation, one very new to the congregation, but a spark of color and a burst of joy. She died, but I am still the resurrection and life. The lady who had played piano for you and sang in your praise team and was your financial secretary and on and on. I am still the resurrection and life. And for you, as you just crawl through the week, like I crawl through the week, heaven will cry out to you and say, remember, Bill. Remember, Susie. Remember you. I am still the resurrection and the life. Let's pray. God, we want this moment to matter. We want this moment to mean something to people long after this morning's worship ends. It's a frail and fragile word that comes from through this microphone every week. We know that. But may it be that this word speaks to a heart and reassures, not because it came from somebody named Bill Coley, but it became because it came from you. And that there was a moment when Lazarus was dead but rose again. And there was a moment when Jesus was dead but he rose again by the power of your power. Your resurrection power. So thank you for this word. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the emotion of heaven that cries with us in our loss. Empower us and strengthen us in the weeks to come. Give us the words. We already got the passion, but give us the words to help people soar with celebration about a burst of color that it was and continues to be in their lives. And a person, a lady who was just in so many facets, such an important part of our congregational life in Louise. You are God. We praise your name in Jesus' name. God's people say.
Amen.
After worship today, I forgot to include this in my thing. We're going to hold a meal downstairs, free, postage paid, no separate fee if you you don't have to just come. And we want to do this, one, because we've got some food left over from our event yesterday, but two, because it's just that kind of week. You know, we want to be together. We want to spend some time around a table. And you're sitting in here, but you're in these pens. You know, you ever think about pews or pens? You're stuck. You're restricted. Your movement is restricted. You can't look at anybody except the back of the head of the person in front of you, or the front of the head of the person up here. That's not good either. And so we want to just spend some time around the table. It's completely free. It's really good. And it's just a time for us to share and be company with each other and encourage each other. And so if you can possibly stay, go on downstairs or drive around and enter on the north door and just stick around and let's be church. Let's be church to each other, okay? So do that after worship. All right, will the praise team come up? And we're going to sing a song that'll tear me up, but that's why I sang it. That's why I picked it. Thank you. Yeah, see? You get married 15 years, they know that you need Kleenex certain times. I'm not sure what I'll need after 20, but I'm not sure. So we're going to sing a couple of songs that will tear me up. And that's okay because this has been a week to be torn up. So do your best. Listen to the words if you don't know the song. This is a song that just played during communion, and I hope you'll join us. It's really powerful and really necessary. There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear. And my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. And I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings
before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.